Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode on the Smarty Book Podcast. I'm your co-host, my name is Fab, and we also have...
your other co-host, George!
Hi!
Hi!
Well, we have implemented for quite a while now that we do a catch-up type of chat before we start recording. However, we have just chatted for 45 minutes. But you did say beforehand though, Jory, you wanted to share a story and you wanted to save that for a podcast. So hit me, girl.
Yes. Best story ever. Okay. So you know how I put that like ask me anything yesterday up?
Yes.
You now know like the date of we're filming this, but we're recording it, whatever. But who cares? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. F it. This one will come out on Sunday. Sunday, aka the day you're listening, whatever. So I put the ask me anything up, and in the question box I put AMA, like ask me anything. And you know how you responded with like, how are you so gorgeous and smart and funny, and like you said all those things, which thank you. How are you all those things? But so anyways, I Nick watches my stories, and so he's sitting next to me on the couch, and he's like, oh my gosh, how sweet Amos, what she said to you. And I'm like, what? And he's like, Ama. I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, look at what she wrote you. And I start dying laughing, and he's just like, what? And I was like, that's not Ama.
Not getting it. Oh my goodness.
Not getting it. He's like, what? And I was like, it's ask me anything. And he's like, oh, but I was dying. And I was like,
I can hear him say that too. You know, like the naivete of it all. Like, oh my God, that's so, so kind of her. Who is that? I'm like, honey, that's not a girl. It's an acronym.
Ask me anything. And he's like, I didn't know the lingo. And I was like, so you thought
now Ama you do
just asked all those questions?
Ama was really interested in you apparently yesterday.
Yeah, she wanted to know everything. But yeah, also, I just was laughing so hard yesterday.
As you should, because it was fucking funny. I also had to laugh at this one. I don't think that I can see it anymore. Oh no, wait, I can. Someone said, any chance of you making a spicy page?
Got that, and I was like, really?
I like your reaction though. Insert pitch perfect quote. Yeah, if you know, you know.
Yeah,
you do know.
Probably not. I am not. Was.
Can we disclose that on podcast, or do you have to text me that?
I might have to text you that. I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't know if I necessarily want to disclose that on the podcast.
No, I get that. It's fair. Completely fair.
Thank you. Oh, nuts. I forgot what I was going to say. I lost my train of thought.
Then it was not important. But it was. Everything that you want to say is important, sweetheart. No. Everything you say, and especially on here, is important. Should be taken into account. Significant. It's paramount. Add any more synonyms that mean important.
Yes. I can't think of any, but yes. Do you have any funny stories?
Not from the past week, actually. I'm sorry to disappoint. But I do have a fun story sort of coming up. Question mark? Hopefully again, question mark. I'm going to Iceland. Again, you kind of disclosed it. Yes, very much so. You kind of already like gave it away when we're recording this, so I'm leaving this Wednesday, but once, you know, people are starting to listen to this episode, it's Sunday, so I have been for 4 days already. Is that 4 days? I can't do math. Wednesday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you count,
Thursday.
If you're counting
Tuesday,
Wednesday.
Friday, Saturday. That's fine. Yeah, we're counting Wednesday. Well, so it's five days, actually. Yeah, 5 days.
Unless they listen to this any other day, then it could be any time.
Any more days. You know, maths are really good. I'm not really good at math.
No.
I am good at
That's
girl
why we
math.
Call it girl math.
Have you seen those memes? They are so funny though.
They are amazing.
What is one of your favorite ones? Like one of the things that you can think of, like top of your head.
Okay, one was a TikTok I was watching, and it was this like it must be like an Australian radio show because a girl called in saying that she spent 6,000 Australian dollars on 4 concerts of Taylor Swift. And they're like, all right, girl math. Okay, how much were the plane tickets? Because clearly you're not going to go, you're not going to fly all 4 times. You're just flying twice and then you're staying in a hotel for those 4 times. So then they were mm-hmm. able to attract all this money off because technically you saved money not having to fly those 3 other like shows. And yeah. that's just like, and then there was like a bunch of other things, but that one just like
made me throw it out. I yeah. love how it also comes back to Taylor Swift again. Taylor Swift is like now, you know, like a foundation of like this podcast. I feel like she's a supporter.
Of course.
It's like a standard advertisement for
this. She secretly listens to us. She loves the Smutty Book podcast.
It's fine. She could come out now. Taylor, if you will, please.
Oh my God. I think I would pee my pants if that actually happened.
I think the podcast would be incredibly funny if she actually were to come on. Of course, like this is a far-fetched hypothesis and like, you know, like a fantasy, but I think she would be so fun and kind to actually talk with.
Oh, yes. I'm manifesting that one day in my life, I will meet her.
Manifest that shit and then good things will come to you. I believe in that. You believe in that? We all believe in that. Taylor probably does too, so that helps, you know, adds to the equation, coming back to girl math and everything.
Yes.
I found 10 euros, like a 10 euro bill in my wallet. Well, not my carry-on. I'm going on a plane every single week. But, like, my little purse that I have, and it has, like, a little zipper, and all in there, like, are my cards. Nobody pays with cash anymore these days. And for Iceland, of course, I had to, like, get my wallet because I had to get out, like, my, you know, like, my insurance card and, extra stuff, basically. So I pulled it out. Saw a 10-euro bill. I'm like, this is free money now. And especially because it's like, it's cash, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just made 10 euros. Got myself a little croissant, got myself an iced coffee, and...
Love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yes, that's how it works. I mean, this bad boy was free.
Oh, nice segue.
Right? But I'm
really,
just
how was it free? Tell me.
Oh, well... Okay, or I guess you could, no, we're going with F it, this bad boy was free because I get Capital One points when I buy stuff. And so I was able to buy 6 books with my Capital One points and
look
AKA
at you.
Fucking free. And what book, you ask, I am holding? Butcher and Blackbird. Sorry.
Fuck yes. By Bryn Weaver.
Oh, yes. Just by Bryn Weaver.
Like I had to put that in. Yeah. So, The
Ruinous Love Trilogy. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. You cut me off anytime, sweetheart. No, I just mean, obviously, this is the book that we're going to discuss this episode.
Oh,
it's going to be a caffeine overload, by the way.
I was just going to say that. Also, I think you need this book because look at the... formatting. Rowan.
Oh, that is first. Oh, that is orgasmic.
Right? But now wait for...
Do they have... Wait. Oh, they have different chapter headings?
Yes! Oh, of course, that's him again.
Fuck yes.
Right? I just need to show you hers.
Okay, show me hers, Jordan.
Yes.
The ring. No, sorry. I am looking. Well, not... Wait, are a raven and a blackbird... Are they one and the same? I thought they were different birds.
I don't know.
I thought a blackbird was like the little bird that had like all the, was like black, obviously, because blackbird, but had like all of the pearlescent, iridescent type of like colors in his feathers. Like if the sun hit just right, it's like yellow, it's like blue, it's like violet. And they can mimic every single sound.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Or is blackbird just like a synonym for ravens or like crows?
I don't know.
Yeah, so you said already. I'm guessing you don't know.
I don't know.
What we
but
do
the
know.
The trigger warnings. The accidental cannibalism. The not so accidental cannibalism.
Ugh.
And then I'm glad I did not read the trigger warnings. But granted, when you read accidental cannibalism, it is kind of funny. So, like, that just goes to show. But I also don't know if I would be able to read a book about cannibalism.
Oh, God,
but
no.
This one.
There is one going around, by the way. There is one going... Oh, you have it. Fuck off. No, this you one? Did not. You did not get that.
I think I got it Oof. In Dallas. Didn't I get this in Dallas when we went?
I think I would have stopped you from buying that book. Based on literally nothing other than the fact that I know that it's about cannibalism. But
I know it is about cannibalism too, but I bought it because I was like, I've heard so many people being like, it's fucked up.
Wait, no, sorry. I'm lagging like Internet Explorer. I remember. Yeah, I remember you getting the.
Yeah,
it's
okay,
like
a, that's what I thought.
Latin America or like a Spanish main character or something.
Yeah, and it. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And it's supposed to be like. Argentinian?
Smutty too?
Oh. No.
Not smutty. Okay. I don't know who said that. Smutty?
I
no.
I don't know either. Book. No. But this one. Mm-hmm. Okay. All things aside, I'm not really a friends to lovers type of nope. gal, but this one.
This was a good one. I think the reason why is because it was woven within or like woven into a sort of rivals to lovers type of situation. And I know you love that.
Yes. Yes. Because they're like trying to get the same person to kill. Yes. I actually, yeah. I kind of agree with you. And I always thought. You're welcome. But I also really love that he is spicy. They, the Rowan, yeah. yeah. oh, he's got a little mouth on him.
Yep. Yep. He is a very fascinating combination. Remember how we, before the podcast, how we talked about what you needed a guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's a golden retriever. He has, like, golden retriever energy, but
then he's, like, mine.
Darker, yes, like, with the sort of, like, Doberman type of side to him.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know. I love his character so much because he is a golden retriever. He is just, like, a happy-go-lucky guy, but then all of a sudden it's, like, hand necklaces being, like, you're mine, and I'm, like... Okay.
that first killer or like the first their first yes.
Yes.
Wait, the first victim of
he like
no shush shush shush. Let me I'm just trying to find the right words, okay? Just give me one fucking second. Okay. That was the first thank you. That was the first time that he grabbed her neck and it was so rough and it was so like unexpected and how he that, said he is mine and then he said the same to him and it was Shooketh?
It was
yes.
so
Yes, great. We were fucking shooketh, Jordan. Where does this yes. Victorian girl come from? I do not know, Saya.
No. I,
God, it was
my
so
one
good.
Reel that I posted on Instagram about, like, the things he was saying. I was dying because the author commented back on my reel and was like,
oh, she did?
Yes, but I forgot what she exactly said, but it was something like being like, I'm not biased or anything, but I would do anything that man says. And I was like, same.
I completely agree. And I could not have said it any better. Oh, yeah. When he says things like, because I bent you over my knee. Oh, God, it's going too fast, Jor. Wait, I need to pause the video. Because I bend you over my knee and spank that perfect ass of yours until it glows. And then you know what I want to do. And then you want to know what I... Oh, yeah, I said it right. I teach you a lesson about wanting to come so badly you have to beg for it. Chef's kiss. Cherry on top. So good.
It's so good.
It's funny because he is a chef, you know? Cherry on top. You got it.
I feel like it's so cool because it's like... I actually like that it wasn't super... super spicy in the sense of like spice all throughout. It was a slow burn. It was like a good like 200 pages in when they finally like did the deed. Mm-hmm. So I kind of liked that aspect of it. And it's, and like the plot is like more of the forefront of it, you know, where yes. like some books are like this, the spiciness is, which nothing against those or anything, but I just
definitely not.
Don't necessarily want that. I'd rather have the plot take over because I like that tension and building up to it. And I think this one is yeah. perfect for that. And I can't wait for the next one because, like, you know, she's going to write about the brothers. And so, like, now I just, like, keep that.
Can you go, because you write, you read a book from, like, literally the first page up until, like, the last page. Could you, mm-hmm. is there, like, the a sneak peek of the second installment in that same book, too?
Actually,
there is in the ebook.
Okay, so the one thing I don't do is I will not read a sneak peek of the next book in a book.
Really?
I will read everything else but that because, and the reason for that is I, at the end of the Starlight book, like the novella for Sarah J. Maas in A Court of Thorns and Roses, there was a sneak yes. peek for Silver Flames, and yes. it was nothing like what Silver Flames ended up being. That was like not the first chapter. That was not in the book. And I was so distraught over that I was like, you know what? Just never read a sneak peek again. And just when the book comes out, the book comes out.
I think I knew this, actually. This sounds familiar to me.
I feel like I might have told you that in a different sense. Maybe not that I don't read them anymore, but that I read that and was so, so, like, besides myself. So I did not read the sneak peek of Leather and Lark.
Oh, okay. So you did, but did you read, like, the title. I know I did not, but I was more curious, like, to find out if you had read it or, and or I should say, if you had seen the title for the second book.
Oh no, I did.
I kind of like Letter and Lark, though. I kind of like it.
Me too. And I have a feeling. It's gonna be kind of like Butcher and Blackbird, like how they like it's their name. So it's like I think it's gonna be like Leather and Lark, like that's their names.
I think she's gonna go like with the trilogy in the in that same manner though, like the youngest brother, whose name I had already for like who I already don't remember, but I find it I think it's a good choice that she goes with that she's gonna go with the second couple, like the oldest brother, the eldest brother, oldest. And like, then this apparently book? Unknown, yeah, because we have already seen more snippets of like a relationship, either romantic or platonic, between the youngest brother and the potential female main character. And do you hear that?
No.
Oh, a plane is flying over really, really low and it's like messing with my ears. The sound. Anyways, I'm glad nothing is being picked up though. No, that's okay. Ringing. But it seems like logical for the overall stories, I guess, that she's going to go with the older brother now and then apparently Lark, because that's her friend, instead of like the relationship that we have already seen a snippet of. You know, it's like, I guess it's like a teaser of sorts from the younger brother and this potential woman. But we haven't seen anything from the Lachlan. Older. I think it's Lachlan is his name, right?
It is. I opened it to, right?
And this woman.
Right to Lachlan.
Lark, again, because that's her friend. We don't know what their connection is. We have yet to see that. And normally, as you read this book, like Butcher and Blackbird, you would think that the second book is going to be about this, you know, like the younger brother. I am so over-explaining this, by the way. And this woman that we see. It would make more sense for the story, but I'm glad that she's not going this route, is basically what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay, okay. I had no idea where you were going with that. I'm so sorry. But yeah.
No, that's good. Just... Honey, have the time. I don't even know where I'm going with my sentences. You know, like I just started and this is like a surprise for me too, right?
I am like super excited.
I guess here.
For like where this like book goes. I also like the epilogue with like this unknown person. I'm like, are they coming back in the next one? Like, is this going to be kind of one of those killer like, that they didn't get,
right? This is like one of this is the last killer that they didn't get.
It was it them? I thought it was just a random killer. I didn't know it was one that they didn't get or tried to get. Was it? I thought it was more so this is just like a random killer that was like on to them.
Do you have the epilogue in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. What, wow, stutter. What does it say, from whose perspective it is?
The Phantom.
Ah, but the Phantom is being mentioned quite a few times, throughout this book.
Really? I don't remember reading about anything called the Phantom. But I believe you. I believe you.
Good. As you should. Why can't I find it now? Damn. Well, it doesn't really matter. But I'll go do a word search for you. And basically I want to win this. Not that there's anything to win, but I just want to like make a point.
Fair. Honestly, I get
And also like we both have. But it's a very interesting combination of a dark romance, like with the aspect of the, you know, like the murder, the psychological terror, the gore, the vividness of like everything, really, the sex duo, the darker side of sex fantasies from his side. But then also it's a comedy and it works so well.
So well. You, like, don't think it would, but it does, and she does it so well. Yeah. And you've read her Black Sheep book, right?
Yeah. Granted, that was co-written with someone.
Oh, yes. I don't know who.
But it had, like, the same sarcastic
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Throughout. Okay, because I was going to ask you, what is it like also labeled as a dark rom-com or no?
No, it's okay. Actually, I think I don't even know what it is. It is labeled as. It's definitely dark romance. It has a thriller component. This is not a spoiler because that's basically, I think, what's on the blurb. But then again, it is a spoiler for you because you still don't read blurbs. She's a killer. Ooh. And but it's also a university setting. So it has a lot of different components. It is a killer or like killer murder sort of type of story.
Like, are they both serial killers like this one?
No. Just her. And he is the unknowing professor. But he has a dark.
So is this like a student teacher? I think I might need to read
definitely.
It right now.
Yes, definitely. Honey, it is. And it's actually really good. I think
I remember you read it and you told me to read it. But now I'm like, do I need to use $3 and buy the paperback and just read the paperback?
You could. I have no clue what the paperback looks like because I got the Kindle version. But if you want to like add to the Bryn Weaver collection, then sure, go nuts.
That's what I'm wondering. Have you read her other book? I don't remember the name of it.
Is that Marlo? I thought that was like the other, like the co-author from like Black Sheep. I thought that was Trisha Wolf. Is that the
word? I think that's for the other book, right?
Marlo.
I do know. Marlo. My computer is so slow, so I cannot look it up. But
Marlo. I like that name, by the way. Bryn Weaver. So that one is also co-written by both Trisha Wolf and Bryn Weaver. And it's not even Marlo, it's Marrow. Oh. I am dumb. M-A.
I'm the one that said Marlowe. And it. Wait, well, what was it called? What was it called marrow? Again? Sorry. Marrow?
Like
okay.
Yeah, I think like bone marrow. But it might just be, you know, going out on a limb here. I don't know. Marrow, it says.
Bone marrow? I'm just going to go on a limb here.
I know. Bone. I think it actually is for bone marrow. Because look at the skeleton. Like the ribs.
Oh, I think you're right. But I want to read Black Sheep. Not necessarily that one. Granted, I'm not saying anything's wrong with that one. But I remember, specifically remembering you said, after you read it, you were like, I think you would really like this one. So I do want to read it. But I'm also like, do I do what I did for this and like read the Kindle and then end up buying the paperback? Or do I just buy the paperback and then read it? So I don't know what I want to do.
How did you read this one? Did you read the paperback for Butcher and Blackbird? Or did you do the Kindle and then bought this out? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did Kindle Unlimited and then bought this because I loved it so much. I needed the actual book. And I'm like, you know what? I loved it so much. Like, I got to support her twice.
That is very true. I love that way of thinking. And also, if it's only like $3, you know, also girl math. And you don't. What is it? It's like change, you know? Yeah.
Well, it was like free because I used all my points.
No, but I mean, like the Kindle. Well, for not necessarily.
Oh, no,
for
it was Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah, Kindle Unlimited. I know. Oh. But you still pay like $11 or $12 a month, though, for that.
Yeah, that is true. I do. It's kind of, and it went up. Still,
it did.
I'm so sad you can't. Yeah. It used to be $9.99. And then it was like, we're going to go up to $11.99. And I was like, oh, yay.
Scandals.
Yeah.
What a type of scandal. Yeah, I still kind of hate that we don't have it here. But it should maybe be different in either next year or the year after. Because they're changing, like, regulations or something about, I don't know, like, European
stuff.
Guidelines along. I have no clue. It's
that'd be fucking dope.
Fucking finally. What I also liked, by the way, about Butcher and Blackbird was the chapter titles.
Oh, yes. Me too.
Why don't do authors that anymore? Or, like,
I don't know.
The majority has stopped doing that. I'm like, come back with the chapter titles.
I love the chapter titles.
Yeah, me too. Black Sheep, if I can remember correctly, has that too. And I'm now in the Marrow sample on Kindle, and that one has also chapter headings or like chapter titles. I think it's like a thing that they both do. Good. Yeah. Can I also just say, though, that the scene of the accidental cannibalism was done so well?
So like, well. It's so funny. It's not, like, also, like, the fact that it wasn't from his perspective, it's, like, from her perspective, and he's the one that did it, it, like, made it was, like, not bad. And how she said it, she's like, I tried to stop you. But you just
really
go
for it.
Yeah. And then he just like throws up right there. And I was like, and she's like, I found out later you ate ass. Like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. It's so funny.
Yeah. She did it really well. I liked how she combined like I almost want to say like the overuse of sarcasm throughout the book, but it didn't feel like an overuse of sarcasm. It was like, just the right amount without feeling or without making it seem like it was like forced, I think is the word I'm looking for. Sometimes you have in books that a dialogue is trying so, well, not the dialogue, of course. I mean, the author wrote it, obviously, but they're trying so hard to make a dialogue seem funny or like to insert a joke to make a scene work. And it just came so effortlessly, I feel like, to Brynn, the author. And she did it so well.
Yes. And it fits these, like, characters.
Like, I'm curious. Really, though. Yes.
Because, like, I feel like it wouldn't work. I'm like, okay, so I'm curious about, like, the next books. Like, are they also supposed to be, like, dark rom-coms? Or are they just going to be rom-coms? Because I feel like it fit their personalities to be funny, sarcastic, but like I can't picture Lachlan being like that sarcastic funny. So unless maybe like the girl in it is, so I'm just kind of like, I mean, I guess she kind of is because like her friend is, but I just don't know how she's going to do it or if it's not going to be like rom-com.
I have to admit that Lark's personality doesn't really come easy to me. Like, I have forgotten who she is as a character. I just knew that she was, like, the side character. But I don't really remember her having, you know, like, a bubbly personality or something.
Not necessarily bubbly, but I remember she was kind of sarcastic, like, with her friend. So I feel like I could see her being sarcastic with Lachlan and maybe him being like very straight faced, like he, there's no, like, not that he doesn't understand sarcasm, but he like doesn't find it funny. And I can see like that dynamic maybe being funny if she does it like a certain way. I just don't know.
Like a grumpy sunshine type of trope, but not like an actual sunshine. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, I, yeah. Where like
toeing the line, testing the waters type of sarcastic meets grumpy.
Yeah, where I feel like here it was like all of him because he's like that happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah.
Almost like a reverse grumpy sunshine here, maybe.
A little. Ish. Yeah.
Kind of.
Yes, no, I agree.
I don't think there's like a release date for the second one, though.
I don't think so. No. Oh, I did the word search for Phantom. It says in quite a few chapters, actually, the killer is a phantom, blah, 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 blah. We should catch the forest phantom together next year. And then again, winner takes the forest phantom, and then the epilogue is called the phantom. So I think that is one and the same, but since, you know, their book is done with.
I think you're right. I think what I'm going to, I feel like this is going to be like almost like there's going to be three separate stories to go with each book. But I think there's going to be like the overall, like long, like I think the Phantom's probably going to be in like all three. AKA, I'm probably going to reread this one before I read the second one.
And she should.
Just had to say that.
I feel like this is one of those books that you could read very easily a second time without feeling like you get bored or something.
I think so too. I think there's, like, especially since I missed all the, like, notes of, like, the Phantom, not realizing he would be in the epilogue. Or she. We won't discredit. Could be a girl. Serial killer. So I'm kind of... Yeah, are you looking to see if...
Wow. Sorry. I am trying to see if there is, like, a date, but I can't. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Can't find it.
Nuts.
Nope. Oh, well, we'll just have to wait and see, which is fine. We have, you know, we can, we have a lot of other books to fill in, like, fill up that time before we wait for Leonard and Lark to come out.
I guess.
It is fine. True. Time will
I'll
be
just read
to
Black
us.
Sheep soon.
Please do. And then we can talk about it too.
That would be fun. Yes. I really want to read it.
It is a deal.
I just started another book, one of the 16 books I purchased. I just started, but I think I'm going to shelf it and now read Black Sheep.
Actually, I think you should. Actually, I'm telling.
Well, technically, that's a physical book, so I could read a physical book, but I also need a Kindle book. So this is perfect. I just won't buy the physical
Black Sheep. An audio book. And just like a novella for, you know. Among the times
I'm listening to Frankenstein, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I don't think I realized the layout of it. Like, I didn't, I'm on volume 2, I think. So it's like his creations, like POV, essentially, like him talking about. Yes. And I don't think I realized that. I think I thought it was going to be more of Frankenstein creating his creation and like bringing him to life. So I'm very, like, kind of invested. It's also, like, really short, and I found the audiobook for free, so I was, like, I tried reading it, and I tried to read it, and I was, like, oof, this is not happening right now. And so I went and found the audio, and I was, like, this is happening right now.
it's a very impressive book in the sense of the story is impressive in like the general sense, but also like, oh, I don't think I can actually read that because, you know, the language is a bit older. It's like an older type of language. The layout is so different from what we are used to these days. So I'm glad to hear that you like pushed through and just found your book. How is the narrator?
It's actually really good. Some dude named Dan, and I actually really like him. I usually listen. Yes, Dan. Sorry, but I heard like he did a great narration of it, so like that's the also free 99. Like I like free. But I realized too, because I don't know if he already talks fast, but also mixed with like the older like writing style and things like that. I usually listen to books at like 1.6 or like 1.7, but I had to drop this one down to 1.4 because I could not understand him at all. But I'm like 1.4 still and still like it's like perfect. It's like speaking speed, but I was just like I can't. 1.7 was like I was like I'm not really sure what you just said, so we're gonna drop this down.
I can't listen. It's funny though because I feel like, I mean, in my own like native language, I feel like I talk so fast, but with another language, and obviously like in this case English, I can't listen to people who speak too fast because my brain, you know, like it's not friends with my ears. Like I need time to like process what's been said. And hearing you say like that you listen to audiobooks on a fucking speed of 1.7, like 1.8, it just blows my mind. So props to you. Welcome to my life. The 1.4, you know, like peasants.
Well, I mean, English is my first and only language.
That is very true, but still.
And I'm pretty sure if I was, I could not listen to any other language because I would not be able to understand it.
I think you may have been frozen on me.
I was going to say, I think you were frozen on me. Maybe we wrap it up here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Bless.
Yeah. Don't forget to rate and review us. We only almost have 100 ratings on Spotify.
You really keep track of that? I
just like, because I'm following the podcast on Spotify, so I randomly just go in and I'm like, where are we at today? So,
oh my god, 95.
Yeah. Nice. How fucking cool is that?
So we just need to find 5 more random people who will, you know, like rate and review us. And hopefully what's get also the number so up to cool? 4.5 again.
Oh, yeah. That's. But yeah. I get, like, yeah, we're low. But, like, hey, we have 95. No, what I was going to say is you can't rate on Spotify unless you've listened to, like, an episode. Because I remember trying to rate somebody else's podcast. And they were like, no, you can't. You can't. You have to listen to them first. So I think it's kind of cool. I don't know for how long or whatnot, but I think it's kind of cool because like all those ratings are like people had to listen to us first before they could rate us.
So like genuine ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is nice. Oh, that actually makes me really happy.
Right? I was like, that's so cool.
So, you know what's what you gotta do, folks? You gotta rate and review us. Listen to an episode. Give us a fair rating, please. Even if you hate us, then maybe don't.
Yeah, please. Anyways. Don't hate us. But, like, we'll take it. Because, like, we'll take it.
Any opinion is valid. Any opinion is valid.
Exactly.
Maybe not. But maybe not the hating opinion.
Anyways, but maybe not yours, Steve. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know Steve.
Sorry.
I had to.
That's fine. Always when you have the chance, insert Steve.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
Can I wrap this up now, Dan? Stop interrupting me.
Sorry.
Okay, good.
Sorry, Mom.
That is okay, my child. Thank you so much for joining in and listening to us ramble about Butcher and Blackbird by Bryn Weaver. And, you know, if you liked it, like George said, rate and review us, please. And catch you next time.
See you on the flip side, motherfucker!